It is your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the weekend session, and I hope that you are doing good. I hope your Saturday has treated you well. It's our long, long, long weekend. For those of you who are able to take that leave, some of us, we have to keep you busy, keep you entertained, and I'm very honored to keep you busy on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I'm here to keep you company, and that is until 1 o'clock, and tonight is very special. You know that on Saturdays, we always celebrate our homegrown music, our artists, from the singers to the piano to drums. We are here to celebrate them because I think we need to do that so much more. So today is even more special because I'm even sweating. I don't think she knows it, but I'm here sweating because she is, I was even telling someone today that I'm going to be interviewing The Voice today. The Voice. She was like this bird that just sang in our ears and so soft and so beautiful. And when you meet her, her energy just matches it. She is also award-winning. She has touched the international grounds, created songs that are timeless and timeless and timeless. I don't even know how much more I need to say. But ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Tekla. I know many of you know her as Tequila, but today she is here. If I make a mistake and call you Tequila, can we?
It's all right, Laviki. It's all right.
I'm sure it happens, right?
It does, actually. First of all, I just want to say good evening to everybody.
Good evening.
And I want to say thank you, Sally, for hosting me and, you know, me being out here tonight.
Yeah.
And it's been a while, actually. So I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. I'm so, so happy. And honestly, like I said, you're one of our timeless artists. You know, when we think of Namibian music, the name Tequila, the name Tekla, comes up where we talk about singers and we're like, we have our girl, you know. So can you describe just you being this person in all these years? You know, you've built yourself as this timeless artist. Describe it in a few words before we get to.
Oh my God, a few words?
Yeah, I'm going to give you five.
No. I can't even do that. If I had to choose one word.
Yeah.
I would probably say passionate.
Passionate.
I'm passionate about music. Yeah. Passionate. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Passion is the one.
Yes.
I love it. Well, most of you, if you don't know who Tequila is, then I don't know. But I hope that this song will definitely give you a start. This is one of her most popular songs. It also features the late artist Bojo Mujo. I'm sure that was a, you know, very personal to you when he passed. Can you take us through?
I was in shock, I was in shock because we had a project that was coming up, like that was going to follow that. And I was so excited. Mm. I'm going back there. We're going back there. I'm grown up now. I know what's going on, you know, and like I couldn't wait, you know.
Yeah.
And then that happened. Mm. And it was devastating.
I can imagine.
And I couldn't even attend, though. Mm. So,
how did you guys, you know, come together to make this beautiful song that's at every wedding?
I didn't even know who Bojo Mujo was.
Really?
Until he came to Namibia.
Okay.
He went to Universal Sounds that time.
Okay.
I don't know if people remember there was this store called Universal Sounds. That's where everybody used to go to get their CDs.
Their CDs,
And Clive Davis was, you know, the owner. And so Pusha walks in.
Yeah.
He wants to expand his market and says, I want to work with a Namibian artist, but female, one of, you know, the best ones. Can you play me some of their music?
Wow, he actually went to the right place.
Yeah. And he, Clive played, you know, and he said, I want to work with that one. Yeah. And we went all the way to South Africa with Clive.
Yeah.
And my manager at the time, Ben Longeni, Dr. Ben Longeni, my uncle.
Yes.
And we went there. I decided I'm not going to go alone. Mm. I went with Lady May. I went with Ricardo. We went to Joburg, ate McDonald's for the first time. It was crazy. And we worked.
Yeah.
And it was so weird. I was so nervous because I thought, this is Africa.
And that's when you
this
realize
is international.
How huge. Yeah.
Like, am I this little Tekla from Namibia gonna do it?
Yeah.
And then he played the beat and then he gave me the concept and I sang it, came out effortlessly.
Yeah.
I didn't struggle with it. We took like 40 minutes to do that song.
What?
Seriously. It was crazy. And I was like, what was I nervous for?
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
What a memory. Yeah. What a memory.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have one of our Namibian queens here with us. We're just here to catch up with her, go through, you know, all the music that we love with her. Also hear what you've been up to, mm-hmm. your music, life in general, and also what we were talking about these trashy men out there.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining in. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to join in as well, the number is 083-288-401. Tando Wam. Here is Boja Mujo featuring Tequila, also Tekla.
Yeah.
Kika. Starting to lose, Fukula system, we keep it on the move, we back in the beast, back with the groove, with the truth in the proof, kanya fana kazi, so tulipa mwene kazi, when it comes to mine, I come and I take, call me a vendor, flesh in the premier, eko mene khan, masekeno svasam,
kamba ketindi, kanyara katindi, ngati tamba moshiri, kanyara katindiva.
Zero tulike temo nipuse kapo na kwanduka, shosho tulimo venduka, nunande kamo na shokuria. Siku peina tendirako, nunande kamo na shokuria. Zero tulimo venduka, nunande kamo na shokuria.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
That's right. You can tune in on your number one talk radio station. That is on 083-288-401. It is 9:30. Sally J here on the weekend session. And of course, I'm also here with the queen herself, Tequila.
Yes.
I am so happy to have her here for us to just catch up with her music, life and all. I see someone's joining us on the line, so I guess you should probably put put those on. Eagle FM, good evening to you.
Good evening, Sally.
Yes, my brother. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
No, we are good. We are good. My guest is also here.
Hi. Okay.
Good evening, Tequila.
Good evening, Lovegi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Awesome.
You know, we are happy to hear from you.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we remember those years.
Yeah.
Whereby, you know, you girls did try your best.
Yeah.
To put Namibia on the map, and you know, we're really enjoying it.
Mm.
And you know, we just miss it.
Yeah. So you missed her name. You must be happy to have her back.
Yes. We really miss it, you know. if we talk about Tequila. Mm.
Which song do you remember first?
Like Girl Level.
Yeah. First Lady, maybe.
You know, it's really, you know, I remember that song with you, with you and Bonjo Mojo. I think it was 2005, 2006, ne?
Marry Me.
I think, yeah, it was around then. Eh?
Was it 2006?
No.
It was like more.
10.
Yeah, 2010, yeah.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, but I, you know, it seems like a long time, it's true.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
You so there was a song that touched you.
Yes. You know, it's a lot, you know, you are so, I follow you up. But you're so patient, you know.
Mm.
There's a lot of music which you've been featuring, like local artisan.
Mm.
Yeah, but you know, it was really great.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, well, she's here.
It's really something that we really miss when we don't want our music industry to die.
Mm.
A natural death, you know.
Mm, a natural death.
Yeah, we really want to hear from our local musician. And you know, one thing that I just want us, maybe you can be able to tell us, you know,
mm-hmm.
you just want to know what really is the problem, you know, what really affecting our industry to go down,
mm-hmm.
and what we need to know. You know, it's one thing that. As now Namibian, I think Namibian now they understand.
Mm.
If you can be able to talk about our economy, how we can be able to uplifting ourselves.
Mm. Okay.
And you can be able also to see where we got wrong and where we need to improve. Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. Tate, who am I speaking to first of all?
Mm?
Auntie Popinari, who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to Daniel.
Tate Daniel.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you for the question and thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of issues that's going on in this industry. Yeah. First of all, understand the Namibian industry, it's very small. Yeah. It's a small industry. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we have platforms where the government tries to come in with the National Arts Council,
mm-hmm.
we still need a lot of, let's say, it's appreciation from the fans to the corporate. You know, I see MTC really, 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 you know, doing their thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we don't have structures, like, really.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Shashi, you see a lot of artists in the street, no matter how talented they are.
Yeah.
You see a lot of them in the street. A few of them. You see prominently performing that are able to feed their families.
Yeah.
And a few of them that are connected, let me not mention names, you know, that will get big contracts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I know I'm not going to blame a lot of people, but the industry is very small. And if we had the support that we really need, we could grow
and we could invest in our own art. Because now we are working in Nokucha. Oh, and Ndareli Soka single. I'm releasing a single. I'm working. I did this show. You do this show. You pay your rent. You buy your food. You take care of your kid. Opo.
There's nothing left to
invest back.
To invest back. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know, it's really something that we need to as a nation to understand. We can be able, because, you know, as the industry grow and as technology also involves, we don't need to find ourselves in a situation whereby we cannot go anywhere. And we cannot even recognize the opportunity that we are having and the types of industry we are having. You know, the music industry is a big industry which we need to maintain. And if all of us really be able to remember those years, and how we are able to listen to our own local music, and how our local music we can be able to support them. You know, I'm really saying, yes, we are not really, the population number is not really high, but we can, if people, they have that understanding, that.
And that pride.
If we support ourselves, and if we really consider that music industry can be able, like, be able to make change within our life, you know, we grow.
Yeah.
Let me just give a sample. Namibian people who are earning something, 75% is an informal business. It's an informal business. But if local industry, especially music, that's why sometimes I'm always be proud of, there's one dictator, Mobutu Sese Seko. Mobutu was a dictator, but Mobutu had put a law in Congo that they won't buy a foreign music. They only buy within the local, and put Congo at a certain level whereby they can produce their own music.
I see what you're saying. To empower the local.
Local. Yes. You know, I'm really, Tequila. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
I don't want you to give up. And I don't want also the rest to give up.
Yes,
that's nice.
And just call to all Namibian, let us support our local musicians.
Let us be able
to know if there's any event, that's make so sure nice. That you know. We recognize them. Out.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
And we'll be able to support them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's only something that we can be able to say that, where are we? Because people can hear, musicians, the person, what to see in your country. Whenever they are, whenever they sing, the way they perform, if they perform what within your country. Yeah. That's why you can look at Google and you see the best music. You won't find most of our musicians, but Ghana, South Africa, all of them there.
I guess we have
because they have pride, you know. They have pride in their own people, in their own products, in their own cultures.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Sally.
Thank you so much. All right, you know, one thing I took from what he said is, you know, just how we need a foundation from just looking at for our industry. I want to hear, you know, what foundation did you build your music from? You know, people always ask, where did you grow up? That part we know, right? But in terms of like you yourself and that foundation, where did it start?
You know, funny enough, my mom, my dad, they had a whole meeting at home. You know, when black parents, you come home, there's a whole meeting, your aunties are there. Because then my mom was like, oh, it must have come from your side of the family.
Oh my goodness.
And then my dad was like, no, in my family, there's nobody that sings from my side of the family. So it must have come from your side of the family. And then I was like, dad, mom, it comes from both of your sides. Because when I was growing up, my dad loved Don Williams. And, you know, he kind of grew up like outside of the continent. Okay. Like he was in Malta. He was all over Europe and stuff. So he always
would come
so
home.
Very well traveled.
Yeah, he was well traveled. So he would always, like, you know, bring different types of music. So that's where my love of jazz came from, R&B came from. And my mom, because she was mostly continental, she used to bring the Yvonne Chaka Chaka.
Yes.
And, you know, and so I would listen to their songs and I was influenced by that, unknownst to them, that I was listening. I was basically, you know, getting from them.
Yeah.
And so when I started music, I was imitating what they were influencing me about.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I was growing up, I was, I don't know, I loved music and I realized from a very young age that I love music.
Yeah.
And I could sing.
Yeah.
I remember my first, it wasn't even a job because at that time I was in high school.
Yeah.
Kids used to pay me $1 to just sing a Celine Dion song or a Boyz II Men song.
What?
Seriously. Or Yvonne Chaka Chaka song. And I would sing it from start to finish and they'd give me a dollar. And by the end of the day,
you are sitting with
I had
all
dollars.
Of this. Yeah. Wow. So you were making your money.
So
quite
they, that's where my foundation came from.
So you started doing gigs quite early, basically.
Very early. I didn't even know if it was called gigs that time.
Right?
I just knew it was getting paid.
You were just getting paid for it. You know, I think it's every, I don't want to say maybe every creative or every black child's story where, you know, you have this talent that is like so loud and so proud and taking it to your parents where we have that are waiting for us to
I hid it from them until it blew up. And I'm like, can't have it. So this whole time.
This whole time. How was that? Because I think that's also quite a huge revelation that a lot of kids want is for their parents to see that they truly love what they do and they can go far with that. It's like we have to prove ourselves.
No, I think it's easier now than it was back then. Because back then you were given, you know, the normal choices.
Yeah.
Like either be a teacher, be a nurse, be a lawyer. Do business management,
doctor and
accountant,
those.
You know, those typical things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here I was, all about arts. I wanted to be a fashion designer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I wanted to be a fashion designer, do visual arts. I still paint and stuff. And music was a big part of my life now. How do you fit that into that?
Yeah.
And back then, you don't tell black parents, I want to do arts.
Yeah.
They would be looking at you like, hey, I gave birth to you. I've been feeding you for you to go be painting.
For you to go be painting.
Or to be singing. So I did what they wanted me to do.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I was doing that other thing that
yes,
I loved.
That
so I was
love.
Living a double life. And then that blew up.
That's actually so beautiful to hear. You know, now that you are all grown up and I don't know if you maybe look at life in the way that they see it in terms of like structure and, you know, the importance of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
How has that, you know, evolved in being an artist and having to, you know, pretty much prove to everyone else and also work on that talent and create something out of it?
All I can say is it wasn't easy because, you know, when you follow a dream, you're like this happy little kid that believes in unicorns and rainbows and stuff. And, and you know, when you've got this light inside of you, you just want to burst and you think that, you know, when you're younger, you feel like everything is possible, which it is,
yeah,
because you don't know how life can hit you yet. And then life hits you. And for me, I kind of was strong at the beginning until it really came heavy down on me to the point where I just kind of had to kind of take a step back for my mental health for me to kind of be stronger and just put on more armor so that I can step out there and just stand in front of, because as much as I love music, there's a lot that comes with it.
I hear you.
I wasn't prepared for that. I was just this young girl that loved music, but I wasn't prepared for everything else that came with it. You understand? So it took me to realize that if I don't take a step back and evaluate this and build and be stronger and see this and take it for what it is and be able to see, can I survive within this? I don't think I'd be here today.
Wow, that's powerful. Let's take this call. All right, I guess I missed that one. 083-288-401. That is the studio line. 1040 is also the SMS line if you can't get through. Eagle FM, good evening.
Oh,
it's me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm
okay. Please pump up your volume for us. It's a bit soft, man.
Oh,
that's better. Who are we speaking to?
I'm speaking to Celestial.
Celestial. Oh. Where are you calling from?
From Omthia.
Omthia. Great, great. Please say hi to our guest.
Yes. Tequila, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tate?
I'm great.
Matoka wapo na wandishi.
Eh?
Away.
Anything you'd like to say to our guest of honor?
Yeah.
What was your first favorite song?
Ngenone,
Okangalo. When I tell you tequila, Okangalo, which one is the first one?
The other one.
Which one?
Which one?
You can even sing Nandwin Playboy game. We won't judge you.
there is the other one for Mushi of Future.
Okay.
Umotati sa. Umotati kalako.
That's the one. That's the one. So we, of course, you know, here to celebrate tequila and talk about how much we need to support our local music. What would you like to add?
It's good to...
To be a Nando, no problem. Please be comfortable.
Local music.
Yeah,
we do really enjoy it. Na pula yake komisho na tango na papumbu ingarodai.
No, it's all good, my brother. Tapandola? All right. No, it's all good, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you just want to come say hi, you're more than welcome. You know, you mentioned taking a step back, which I guess we can all acknowledge that you did kind of disappear from the limelight.
Yeah.
What happened? What stopped you? You know, what was that moment that you had to take that step back? Because you said it came like a ton of bricks.
Okay, so this is not the American industry, like music industry, so where we just dish out everything and it's all like...
No, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
At the end of the day, we Africans, and you don't just like air your stuff out there. But what I am going to say was, at the time, I had to deal with my dad's passing, which was
I'm so really
terrible for me. My dad, basically, when I started music, he was my biggest opposer. And when I proved to him that I could do it, he was my biggest supporter. And he would like say, what are you doing? I'm like, and he would like give me money and I would shoot like, you know, I would shoot a video. And he would like, let me introduce you to who, you know, he was there. And I mean, he was my first love. I mean, you know, black of people course. Don't take it wrong.
Yeah.
First love as in when you know Nogucha, I love this person. When you grow up, I love this person. He was the first male that I loved, appreciated, respected because of his principles and how he was towards me. So when I lost him, I was devastated. And it was the same time I was going through my divorce. So
it was a lot.
It was a lot. And I just kind of felt like I came from 100 to 10. And so I just couldn't. And you know, music is a creative process.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
It's therapy as well.
Yeah. People just think you just wake up and sing.
Yeah.
No, it has to come within. It has to come from within. So
if you're not okay.
I didn't have the music inside me. I was too busy grieving and dealing that I had to take time out for me. Unfortunately, I know I took a while to wallow. What
I regret is I wallowed too much.
Really?
I did wallow too much. But within that wallowing, I actually wrote a couple of great songs which are coming out in this album.
Amen
so.
To that. This album. Yes, so. It was all in good timing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I feel better now. Like, I feel energized now. I feel like I'm in a good space right
and
now.
It was in your timing.
Yes. You understand? Mm. I don't regret it. I don't regret taking the time. The, I know that it took a while and stuff, but I feel like I'm better now to deliver.
Yes.
To put in.
And to give you that grown tequila.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Let's take this call. Eagle FM, good evening.
Hi, Sally Gay.
Yes, it's me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. We are doing good. Please say hi to our guest.
Hi to Lady May.
No, it's tequila.
tequila. Sorry, man.
But also hi to Lady May if she's listening.
Yeah. Hi to Lady May Africa, yeah.
Hi tequila.
Hi. How are you, love?
I'm fine. I'm
awesome.
How's the night there?
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm in the lovely company. I'm enjoying myself right here. Thank you for coming through.
All right. No, I just only want to say congratulate.
Mm-hmm.
And you must not give up, even though it might be hard something.
Mm.
So you need push also, even though the industry might be challenging. They're having a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
And even we are now in an economic crisis, so
yeah,
it's not good for you to.
Very true.
Yes.
No, it's all good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I just only remember that song. I just call in my life.
Which one is it? Sing again.
Eh?
Please don't do. Which song is it?
That one featuring Exit.
Yeah.
Mushe.
It's Mushe, yes.
Yeah. Umotatisa.
It's going to come up for you. Don't worry.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much.
And I just want to collect my brother there, the one who's calling is Daniel.
Oh. Yes, Dr. Daniel.
Because they say apparently that song, it was released on 2006, but I think it was 2009. November, December, somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you said 2000 and I'll have to check. But yeah. Yeah, I think it was around about 2009,
2010. But
then, Tequila's the one telling us the truth here and we are busy arguing with her. All right, my brother. Yeah.
Oh, and thank you, man.
Okay, please take care.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye. I love how we are telling you
that
no, it's 2009 as if we were singing the song. But hey, that's how much ownership we've taken on these songs.
Yeah.
You know, they've become ours.
I think people are trying to remember, like, at that time when it came out, what was I doing?
Yes.
You know, what was going on there?
Yes, yes. And you know, like I was telling you outside, that was quite a... You know, when you came out in the industry, it was at a high, you know, it was at its peak, just starting out, just making its mark on the continent itself. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to even ask, you were one of the only females out there. I mean, you were an only female in a group of guys on this label. How in this world did you manage to, you know, was that... Did it have its like pros and cons with all that masculinity? And
it did. I loved surrounding myself with the males because I felt protected. You know, I was always the little, you know, sister that they had to look out for. So I was always, you know, treated special. And if I needed anything, they would always help. Mm-hmm. But then I think we have a female culture that we don't support each other really.
Right now?
Yeah.
Has
so
it
I
always
felt
been...
It's always been. So I've always felt like I got that support from the males.
Okay.
So I always felt protected and appreciated with the male, you know, artists and, you know, that group.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Going back to just that part that you're talking about, females not supporting each other, it's something that we've all been, you know, hearing, reading about, maybe seeing subliminally and all of that. But I want to hear from you just a little bit more on that female culture, because we already, like someone was telling me today, that we're already in a world where as women, we are fighting so many mm-hmm. things, and the last thing we need to do is fight ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, you know, being this artist and where you go through your moments and you come back and you launch again mm-hmm. and how does that make you feel, you know, that support that we all need?
Obviously,
not to bash the ladies.
No. Yeah. Obviously, I've always wanted that, but realistically, it wasn't there. It was not there. People would smile in your face and, you know, but then at the end of the day, they'll be the ones stabbing you in the back. Mm. They'll be the ones saying this and that and that. Mm. And I felt sad about that, obviously. And I told myself, I don't want to be like that. And unfortunately for me, I was always at the receiving end of that because it's, I don't know, because women just don't support each other.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, be conniving behind closed doors and do certain things and stuff like that. So that's why I chose to be with men.
Okay.
Like, I was surrounded by them. Yeah. So I felt safe, you know. So, but then over the years, like recently, I think we're growing. Yeah. And we are realizing we need to stand together and work on projects together and just show this, you know, young ladies that we can do this instead of having to be fighting each other all the time and being conniving and being really, you know. So I was really happy, you know, the last event that I had, the first event that I had for this year.
Yeah,
the Vani. Top Cherry came out.
Yeah.
Monica came out. These are the young ones, you know? And then Erna Chimu showed up.
She was there. I was like, oh my gosh. It was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And Liz Ross was there. Like, it was literally the queens that were there. But it felt so beautiful.
I was so honored.
Yeah.
And I just want this to continue where we develop a culture where we can work together. I mean, men work together all the time. I just want us as females to also just, you know, uplift each other. Yep. I like this song by Whitney where she did that song where she got all these female artists at that time that were, you know, that were making it that time.
Yeah.
And she did the Heartbreak Hotel.
Yes.
And she brought all these ladies and I was like, yes, why can't we do that?
Yep, I hear you.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that that change will still come. Mm. And if this continues the way it is, honestly, I'm going to be advocate for it. I'm going to be like the one cheering. I'm like,
at the forefront.
I'm going to carry the flag. I'm like, yes, ladies, let's do this.
I love that. So, of course, now, you know, we have to play the song that everybody wants to hear. Mushe featuring, you know, you and stuff. Take us through, you know, when that song, when you guys were working on that song, what are some of your memories?
Actually, Mushe is actually my cousin, eh?
What? This world is too small.
Mushe is my cousin.
Wow.
And we grew up in Okriangava together. We called it Gava's Down now, guys. Yeah. It's called Gava's Down.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was my neighbor. So I walked over and was like, "That ningongalo, man."
Yeah.
And I remember somebody pissed me off.
Yeah.
Somebody pissed me off. And at the same time, somebody was like, "Hey, yeah, for no, man."
Yeah.
Then I realized my auntie always menavurane.
Yeah.
She's, you know, Billy.
Yeah.
So, like, "Oh, manyo shekengao, umatatisa, umatatikalako." Like, let's do this.
The song
came out. Mushe was like, "How do you just come up with a chorus like that?" I'm like, We did it.
Yes. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mushe featuring Tequila. Enjoy.
Oh, Oh,
What a song. I was even getting a little bit shivery. I was like, oh my gosh, I've got goosebumps.
At the Jaivanga.
Yo, on a Saturday.
What did Jesus say? Jesus said,
Today is about, coming home. Look at that. The song is clearly on point with this Easter weekend.
Mm.
But if you're just joining in, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sally J on the weekend session. I'm here with Tequila. She is here to, you know, just come show us some love. That's really what I feel. You brought in so much love and so much warmth. And it is just so nice to hear from you and touch base with you, you know, on behalf of, you know, the country. I don't have you here the whole night, unfortunately.
Yes.
So I want to get also to, you know, another important role of yours, which is also being a mother. How has that being, you know, being mommy and being Tequila and also being a human being that needs to breathe and help those around.
You know, I was like, why does everybody think this should be difficult? It's not actually difficult. It's just a part of life. It's part of an extension.
Yeah.
You understand? Life doesn't stop.
Mm.
You understand? And women all over the world are conquering and being moms, sisters and wives and stuff like that. I don't know why people think that it should be a challenge. It's not.
Why do you think we have that notion of...
I don't know. I think it's stuck in our minds, like primitively back then, like if you're a mom, then, you know, you kind of slow down and things don't... It's not true.
Mm.
We have support systems now. Because now we've got the, you know, we can do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, now that you say that, I don't know if it's because of the fact that in the music industry, like I was watching this interview of Cardi B, and she was talking about how her label, they were warning her not to fall pregnant because, you know, her career just started and you don't want to lose your value. You know, we were just talking about how...
Well, luckily for me.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, I was never that artist that... actually was all about the whole sexual thing.
Okay.
I was all about the music.
Mm.
So it wasn't about, can I fit in a leotard? Can I go at a beach in a bikini and, you know, show off? And it wasn't, for me, it wasn't the whole body thing. So I could still be like Adele.
Mm.
I could still be preggies and still wear my big dress. Mm. And as long as I deliver vocally, musically, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But you know, when you base your career, you know, all about wearing this and being
on looks,
then it kind of affects on your ability to still present that when you are. And you know, naturally, as a human being, this is something that it's a right as a woman, as a man to have kids, as a woman to have kids.
Mm.
So then it kind of annoys me, like what they are doing to Lioness right now.
Yeah.
You know, the backlash that she got posting with her belly and her baby. Congratulations to her as well. I'm just thinking, black people, Namibians, please stop it.
Mm.
You came from that. You are here because of that.
Yeah.
Somebody had to get pregnant. It's part of life. Mm. So now you're going to like, oh yeah, you are artist. You came for pregnant because we like to see you like this.
Yeah.
That's somebody's natural human right to, you know, have babies.
Yes. Yeah. Do you think that this era of like social media has kind of like made it worse? Like made things about looks and brand and people, you know? Because sometimes I've also read and heard from a lot of people that sometimes people lose the music because now we're just all about the visual.
Yeah.
You know? So
you're famous for being famous.
Yes.
It's all about how your bum looks into that.
How do you come back into an industry that's like that? How do you balance that?
I think I'm glad that my icons and, you know, my foundation was built on women that weren't really all about that.
Mm.
You know, they were all about the music. And I even when I started off, I never used my looks for any of that.
Yeah.
So that was never my sale. It was never my ticket.
Yeah.
So if anybody knows Tekla Tequila, that was never it. It was all about the music. So I don't have to worry about that.
Mm.
No.
You don't have to worry about that. That's really...
So social media for me, it's about promoting new music.
Yeah.
It's about being happy. It's about inspiring.
Yeah.
It's never for me about... Yeah, look, you know,
this is me.
My bum is bigger or today. I'm wearing this. This is the latest fashion.
Yeah.
And so then when, let's say you lose a leg and then now you're going to kill yourself? Or when you get older, what you're going to, no, I've always kept it real, kept it natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Any new music, you know, like I know that you, doing that show was really just to, kind of bring yourself out there and remind us that look, I'm here and I've always been here.
Yeah.
So what can we expect next?
Wow. I think you know my ears are tingling. You just kind of tickled me. I've been waiting to get to this point.
Yes. Yes.
It's been a rough couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, when I finally got out of my slumber, I was like, okay. Now, I've got so much content.
Mm.
I want to do an album.
Mm.
You know, so I approached GMP. I was lucky enough for them to get me on board.
Yeah.
And you know, they believed in me. We started working, you know. But then, you know, things just didn't work out. But I learned so much from them.
Mm.
And so then I was there back again at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I've got all of this. What do I do?
What do I do?
I finally, like, you know, met somebody, Toivo, from AT Digital, and we got a great team together. And I told them, guys, don't even have to worry about production because I'm done.
I've been waiting for you. Wow.
Yeah,
so you have finished projects.
I'm done. 23 songs. I'm only choosing 10. And of that,
you have to give us a deluxe.
We are about to drop the first single.
Oh my goodness.
We about to release the first video and then it's the album and it's just on from there.
Wow.
And we want to do live music. We want to perform.
Yes.
We want to just, so basically I'm there.
Yes. I feel like I can hear it in your voice that you are, like you said, you are there, you know, and the fact that you have not, cause I love that you didn't sleep on yourself, you know, that you, cause I've seen and I've also experienced it myself where, you know, where you go to through a low point in your life, right? Where you even hate what you do or you just like, it also annoys you. But the fact that you could still use that to tell your story, I think that's amazing. And I honestly can only wish you the best.
Thank you. I can't wait. And you know that statement you said,
That
when you've gone through so much and then you use that, this songs in this album, you know, people say like you know how that has kind of helped them like to realize that you can't please everybody in the world.
Yeah.
Now imagine the messages I have in this album because of what I have been through.
Yeah.
Like just having to be down and not and trying to like want to give up on yourself and realizing that you can't do that. The only way to go is up.
If you
go down, you're dead.
Yeah.
So I literally had to get inspiration from everywhere, from within, from spiritually, from people.
Yeah.
And then also I had to look at the bad that was going on, who was saying what, whatever. And I had to take all of that and I put it in this album.
Mm.
So I'm so excited.
I'm excited. And of course, I want to let you know that you are always welcome here at Eagle FM.
Aww, thank you, guys.
We will continue supporting you, playing your music, dragging you in here if we have to.
At this time.
Just to make sure that, you know, we hear from you. Because you can clearly hear from people that they love you so much and we respect you so much. And we're all rooting for you, honestly.
I'm thankful.
It's only up from here, like you said.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm so happy. I am so, so happy. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, I couldn't keep our queen here any longer, but she will be back. I mean, she has music that she's dropping.
I have to come back.
Yeah, this is not a goodbye.
It's a see you later.
It's a see you later. There we go. More music coming up, the best of local. And of course, I'm going to shower you with all of our favorites from Tequila. I don't even know which one I want to start with. I want to really go back.
I like Ahole.
I just want to say I love you. Really? Come on, I love you.
Can you give us just an acapella?
A little bit.
Just a little touch.
Just like the intro though.
Yes, please. Must I start it?
Away! You're not bad. I think I should feature you.
There's only one Sally who sings, please. I'm not trying to fight. I don't want to fight with that girl.
And you know, congrats to her. She has a new single out. That's right, and a new video. Yeah, congrats to Sally. Yep. Sally, boss madam. What's up?
Yes.
All right. So I'm just going to do a little bit, né?
Yes, please.
All right. Here we go. Ngeno kwali. Odulo kumona montima wange.
Montima wange. Montima wange.
Ngeno shili, iholi pula, gengondiku hole shili. Gengondiku hole shili. All right, guys.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, that is Tequila. Here is her beautiful
featuring
song.
Sally.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.